Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the show here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the Friday night edition. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us for every single moment and every time we're on the air virtually. I mean, with the exception of, I think, what, 2 days a year or something like that, that the network just won't put someone in the studio. We're live every single day. And you pointed out that our main competitor, he's been on vacation all week, hasn't he?
Yep. Savage has been off the air for, I think he's probably going to be the rest of the year.
Probably something like that. So here we are, fresh every night, 800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got an auction going on right now. There's about, I think, 2 days remaining. Last time I checked in, it was somewhere in the $50 range. We're selling the second banner on our website. Second from the top. You get it site-wide for an entire month. If you go to auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid, it's auction.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, guys. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, lads.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that. There's always something.
Indeed. What's going on up there in New Hampshire land?
Well, I got some more Free Stater activity to report.
Mm-hmm.
The some organization, I guess the National Business Institute, is sponsoring a seminar in Manchester, we found out, on February 8th to, is there a website, puts it, to help make municipalities more successful in eminent domain actions.
Oh,
what?
No.
So one of the Libertarian Party guys found out about this and told a couple other people, and they told a couple other people, and pretty soon everybody knew about it. And
do I smell a protest? What's going to happen? What's the plan?
Yes, there'll be a protest. Things really took off fast. Within a day, people had been making calls to the Radisson, asking them to cancel it.
Awesome.
They're going to have it at the Radisson Hotel.
Right. Boycott the Radisson if they don't cancel it. That's brilliant.
Yeah, and fortunately, some Free Staters already had a contract with the Radisson to do something else, and that was, I guess, last year. I knew they just won't renew or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know. The Radisson might decide to blow them off. You know, they might decide to cancel it, but I kind of doubt that.
You never know, man. If enough people call and say, if enough people call into the Radisson and say, I'm never going to stay at your hotel, and when I have friends and family come into town, and I will be having them come into town, I'll make a point of having them not stay at your hotel if you decide to host this event. I think that could be pretty powerful, man, if you just had 10 to 20 people call in and do that.
Yeah, that's an idea. The other thing that we've done is we've been calling some of the people who are going to be there and speak. We're asking them how they feel about the protest against them and stuff like that. Of course, they
really
don't know. They didn't know there was going to be a protest. Just a way of telling them that there's going to be one.
So who are the speakers? Are business people or bureaucrats?
The only speaker I really know a lot about, the one that I've been kind of bothering, is an attorney in Bedford, New Hampshire. And he's supposedly a property rights attorney, and he's going to be the keynote speaker, the top guy, and he helped organize the thing.
Yeah, well, that figures. I mean, government is the people that are at the high levels of government are usually attorneys. They're usually educated in the law, and, of course, they really are just people who use the law to enrich themselves, and they enrich themselves at the cost of everyone else, and they're disgusting.
Yeah.
So keep us updated, Dave. Let us know what happens, man. We appreciate the news. Anything else?
As always. Well, we got the second annual UN flag burn day after tomorrow.
Ah, yes, that's right. And you guys have been getting threats from the Parks Department and the Fire Department as well. You're going to be burning a UN flag. It's going to be snowing.
In a barbecue pit.
Yeah, in a barbecue pit with snow around. And the Parks Department is still saying, you can't do that without a permit. And,
well, they're not saying that anymore because when they started giving us trouble, one of our guys that has a little bit of media equipment just went in there and they did an ambush on him like the investigative team in some newsroom.
Really?
Four people showing up there with a video camera, a still camera, and a microphone, and he interviewed him. Why
That's
are you
awesome.
Doing this? Why are you trying to stop us from
Did he back down? So he backed down from that?
Oh, yeah, and the guy's hands were apparently shaking, you know, like he thought his job
they
was
were.
On the line or something.
He's never had that happen to him before in his life. Great call, Dave. Thanks, man. 800-259-5791. Man, it's so exciting hearing about what's going on.
Cameras are so powerful
sure.
in the hands of protesters. This, in that case, where you go in and interview the bureaucrat with your handy cam,
right.
You know? I mean, there's nothing to it. And then Cop Watch, where they have they follow around police and they when they do stops and traffic stops
right.
and that kind of thing, they video record them.
Make them behave. That's
yep,
what they
it
do.
Sure does.
800-259-5791. So, man, what you got an email you want to share with us?
Yeah, I do. It's
This was sent directly to you?
Well, I don't know. You probably have it, too.
Okay.
No, it's actually sent to everyone. From Chris in the UK. If you think the U.S. government initiates force, come on over here to the U.K. Tony Blair's government wants to introduce ID cards since they reckon it'll cut down on terrorism. Blair believes that these terrorists hate our way of life. Yep, that's right. They hate Coca-Cola. They hate McDonald's.
Uh-huh. Fish and chips.
Yeah, that's what they hate.
Crumpets.
They won't even consider the possibility that our country's foreign policies make us a great target for Islamist terrorists.
No, what they hate is double-decker buses.
Supposedly.
I do hate those.
Supposedly, we'd have to carry these ID cards wherever we went. I thought the UK was a free country. It doesn't seem that way if the authorities can ask you for your papers. Another sad thing is that there's little opposition to this this rule. Mm. So opinion polls state that 70% of the British population supports ID cards.
Sounds like Florida. And whenever something comes onto the ballot here, 70%,
yep,
every single time, vote for it. Doesn't matter what it says.
70%, just vote yes.
That's right. Those ID cards, now your soccer hooligans are safe.
So
New Hampshire is becoming more attractive option all the time, he says.
No doubt about it. Even for international people, there are a bunch of international members of the Free State Project from all around the globe that are going to be coming to New Hampshire. And why not? I mean, it really is your best chance for liberty in your lifetime. And as a matter of fact, they actually sponsor our show. If you want to learn more about the Free State Project, you can visit them online at freestateproject.org, or you can dial in toll-free at 888-532-4604, 888-532-4604, as Manwich puts it is the second American Revolution.
It is.
And even if you're not an American, you're still welcome to participate. FreeStateProject.org. Of course, we just heard from Dave with some exciting news about what's going on there in the Free State. And I got to say that, you know, looking back on the last year of events and activities and pro-freedom things going on in the state of New Hampshire, it's been pretty cool so far, what they've managed to accomplish, with only about 150 people moving into the state. There's been some just awesome
stuff. That's all, really?
Seriously, that's it. There was a base of about 300 members that already were living in the Free State.
Okay.
But 150 people have made the move. And already we've got monthly protests. We've got a record protest that just happened a couple weeks ago outside of the Manchester airport. 30 people, talking about eminent domain, 30 people showed up for an anti-eminent domain protest, and it was just an amazing result. And they were violating the regulations, too. They weren't allowed to be where they were.
30 people is a good size for a protest.
That's awesome. That's just incredible.
It's big enough to matter, but small enough that the authorities are not likely to mow you down with machine guns. You know, the Kent State protests, yeah, where there were, you know, thousands of students took out with signs and that kind of thing, it scares the cops. They start shooting.
Out come the hoses and the rubber bullets.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, but at Kent State they shot how many people? Five?
I think four or five?
Yeah. So it's not like they sprayed the entire crowd with bullets.
Right, exactly. We'll only lose a couple people at a time, is what Ian's trying to say. Don't worry about it.
I'm just pointing out that when this government's attacks protesters, only a few people die, whereas in China, they sprayed the crowd with some bullets recently, and at least 30 people were killed there.
So. Well, yeah, but also in China, they've run people over with tanks before.
Yeah.
You know, protesters, they just run them down with tanks. They don't care.
1-800-259-5791. So I'm excited about the future of New Hampshire. Obviously, I'm excited. We're all going there. We're all members of the Free State Project. But I think 2006 is going to be incredible. I mean, if 2005 was as successful as it was, and I believe it was very successful, considering the amount of people involved there in the pro-freedom movement, more people are going to be flowing in there because there are a lot of other people that feel the way that we do, that are really excited about the fact that we've got a real shot at getting liberty back in our lifetimes. And now's the time to take the action. Don't sit around and wait. I mean, if you can get there in 2006, drop everything and get there. If you have to wait a few years, wait a few years. But it seems to me that now's the time to take action and stand up for liberty. And New Hampshire's the place to do it. More on the way. The Snow Penis is coming up. This is your show, 800-259-5791, Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, well over 71,000 posts for you to surf around through, and over 1,000 people interacting. It's all free, freetalklive.com. And be sure you check out the newest forum on the BBS, which is dedicated to helping you call your local talk stations and asking for Free Talk Live, because you want to hear us live. Trust me.
Don't you?
You want to hear us live.
Especially on Fridays.
Exactly. FreeTalkLive.com. Everything is free. Let's go to the phones to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, happening, Jeff? Man?
Yeah, listen, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Patriot Act, and I think that's a really hot topic that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now with Congress. And, well, basically, I wanted to point a couple of things out. And with the Patriot Act, I think that the government is using the Patriot Act to basically attack dissent. And what I mean by that, say, somebody that may speak out against the government, somebody mm-hmm. that's a war protester, activist. And, you know, actually, the the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, actually creates a file on someone who, and they've been doing this for years, say that anybody that speaks out against the government or maybe an anti-Bush statement,
right.
They create a file, say, like on Alex Jones, Jack Blood, Mike Malloy, Tom Hartman.
Do you think I've got a file?
I know you got a file.
Really? They
yeah,
don't know my name. How do they know my name?
Well, because you guys are on the radio, and you know what? Anybody can obtain their FBI file through the Freedom of Information Act. If you want your FBI file, you
can... Do I have to pay them for it, though? I mean, do I have to pay them to give the FBI
Well, it may be some sort of fee, but you can actually, from the FBI headquarters, through the Freedom of Information Act, you can actually get whatever your FBI file has.
Hmm. There probably is a lot of paperwork involved in that. I mean, how many reams of forms do we have to fill out for that?
It's not too much of a long process, but you can actually get your information. But my point is this, guys. I mean, they're using the Patriot Act. For instance, they used the Patriot Act against a strip club owner in Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. Gilardi, for some kind of a political. It was a political issue in which they accused or alleged some bribery and or blackmail. I don't know the whole details of the story, but they actually, I mean, the attorney couldn't believe it. And
he might be a criminal, but he's not a terrorist, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and they use the Patriot Act. They use the Patriot Act against that guy that was shooting lasers at planes. I mean, they'll just pull that thing out wherever they can. They threatened to use the Patriot Act on some kid that was messing around in the bathroom at his school. I don't know. I don't even remember what he did. It was so innocuous.
Yeah, and for the government to use the Patriot Act against a strip club owner, I think that's a message to Congress right there to, you know, put the brakes in. Not only that, I think it was up in Chicago, the Court of Appeals in Chicago has already ruled that the FBI cannot do these things. And not only that, in California...
Yeah, but that's not going to do any good. I mean, we've seen time and time again, the courts can say whatever they say, and the FBI is just going to go ahead and keep doing what they're doing.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-5791. So, you know, it's nice that the Senate did not vote to renew those particular provisions of the Patriot Act. But as the New York Times has just pointed out, the president just, wasn't it the NSA?
He
said, yeah, go ahead, spy on Americans. He didn't even bother with any sort of legislation there. There wasn't any process involved. He just said, okay, now you can spy.
So we get rid of these alphabet soup agencies, that's how they're going to be used.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And even when you challenge them in court, and even if a judge is to somehow take the pro-freedom position, which is rare... Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change because these people are immune. You can't prosecute them. It doesn't matter if they disobey the judge. What's the judge going to do? Come down there and wave his gavel at them?
Knock him on the head with it.
What, are the FBI going to arrest themselves over this? Come on, what world are you living in? This government's out of control. 800-259-5791. That's why I really, I think that voting is good and everything and that it's... You know, if there's a libertarian candidate or a pro-liberty candidate on the ballot, I'll go ahead and give them my vote. But I really believe that the only way to put a stop to this is through disobedience and through just out-and-out civilly breaking the law in public with large amounts of people. Because, you know, if they create a law and nobody obeys, then what good's the damn law in the first place?
It's true.
800-259-5791. And as he pointed out, Jeff just pointed out, there's actually some changes that have been proposed in the latest version of the USA Patriot Act bill, which would give the Secret Service wider latitude to charge protesters accused of disrupting major events, including political conventions and even the Olympics. Now, Arlen Specter, who's one of the guys that's behind this, is saying, oh, no, this, you're misguided. It's just going to tweak the Secret Service's role. It's not going to do anything to affect protesters. When, in fact, the ACLU has dug into the text here, and the bill adds language prohibiting people from willfully and knowingly entering a restricted area, quote, where the president and or another person protected by the Secret Service is or will be temporarily visiting. Basically, what they're saying is to the ACLU.
Hey, do you remember when we had the I think it was Al Gore. When he was running in 2000, is that right? When and we were out of the radio station and they shut down the whole island so that we couldn't leave like 3 hours because he was supposed to be driving through. I mean, we were trapped. We couldn't go home. It was a good thing there were showers out there. You know,
they had you guys blockaded onto the island.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Not just the island, but the little peninsula we were on, City Island, that strip, that Ken Thompson's driveway.
Yeah, basically just the one road with a park at the end of it?
The itty-bitty road with a park at the end of it.
So the Bush administration is they're looking to pass this new version. At some point, this might happen where they're going to be able to just pick up protesters and say, you're dissenting, we're going to charge you with the, under the Patriot Act, you got a year in jail. And so they're looking at making it so they have a wider swath that they can cut with the Secret Service here. This is just the kind of stuff that just keeps coming through. And again, it doesn't even matter if they put it in the bill. They'll just do it anyway. They'll do it until they get caught, and then even once they get caught, they'll try to save face. They'll pretend like... I was reading some of the quotes about this NSA thing from the president and from his supporters, and they're just making excuses. I mean, they're not denying it.
Of course they are.
They're not denying it. They're just saying things like, well, I've acted within the law. We've done everything. Everything we've done is within the law.
We only investigated the bad people. Don't worry. Well, it wasn't you.
What they're saying is the changes that they made with the whole investigating anybody, they're claiming that, well, we did this lawfully. As though that makes it sound like they're doing something good. They're using that old, you know, the old excuse of, well, I'm a law-abiding citizen, so therefore I must be a good person. Well, because we operated within the law, we're doing the right thing. No, the law's just wrong. I don't care what the law says. What you're doing is just wrong. You're spying on people. Stop this insanity.
The American government spying on American citizens. Pretty.
Yeah, how much farther do we have to go for people to get angry about this?
Doesn't matter how far they go, Ian. It's how slowly they go there. That's
okay.
That's it. I mean, the
step
fact
by
is,
step,
it's
frog in hot water.
It's a frog in hot water. Step by step. It doesn't matter. Americans will deal with it as long as it's done slowly.
Mm-hmm.
You know as well as I do that if the Russians or the Chinese or you pick your big bad country were to come over here and take over, well,
there'd
you
be
know,
some outrage.
We would be outraged and we'd be fighting.
Right.
But there's people that live in that country that are outraged and fighting. Why? It's apparently no. You know, I mean, it's clearly a viable government.
1-800-259-5791. Your thoughts also coming up. Was it art or was it snow porn? That's right. The snow penis. I promise you, it's coming up soon. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Old Man Winter's been singing his Icy Serenade for weeks now, but he could be tuning up for the worst weather yet. And you should be too. Tuning up, that is. When I come back, it's Do-Re-Mi.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Besides a scheduled maintenance tune-up, here are some other hints to keep you safe this winter. Put a new ice scraper in your glove compartment, fresh antifreeze in the radiator, and kitty litter in the trunk. Winter evenings are dark ones. Make sure all your lights work, including your high beams, tail lights, and interior lamps. And buy the biggest battery your car will physically hold. What you're buying is peace of mind and the sweetest symphony of all, the whir of a well-maintained vehicle. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. This is your show, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo, and we put them up on the website, freetalklive.com. It's not just any old photo. It's actually a very special photo, isn't it, Torco?
Oh, very special.
Tell us about it.
Okay, fine. We like photos, and we will post photos of our female listeners who, in their picture, make it a point to display the fact that they are, in fact, listeners to the show. It could be a little sign that says, Free Talk Live, or, you know, Torgo is Jesus, or...
Yes, it could.
Anything that has to do with the show, just in some way in your photo, show that you are a listener and supporter of Free Talk Live.
Exactly. So we've been teasing the snow penis all night long, and now we're going to get to it here.
Now we're ready to just lay it out there for you.
That's right. This is just an amazing story. It is from, I don't even know where this is, it's New Windsor. What, some might ask, Jessica Scherer is the giant snow penis she built on her boyfriend's lawn this week. As everyone knows, phallic displays were central to Viking winter solstice celebrations of fertility and rebirth. Actually, I didn't know that. As readers of this paper surely know, whatever this paper is, that phallic rituals were as much of a part of the Hopi Indian winter festivals as the Hawk Dance.
That's Hopi Indian.
Hopi. But down on Quassic Avenue, around the corner from the New Windsor Elementary School, the 6-foot-tall, anatomically correct, finely detailed penis raised some questions Monday, especially for the police. According to New Windsor Police Chief Michael Biasotti, we got some calls that people thought it was offensive. We assumed it was some kids who did it. Officers found no one at home. Assuming the snow sculpture was more prank than nod to Christmas's pagan roots, the police knocked it down. The cops beat the snow penis with shovels.
Well, it's funny.
They came back
around. They just slapped it.
Yeah. According to the girl that created the sculpture, Ms. Scherer, she said, we came back around 11 in the morning, and it was just a pile of snow at that point. She had put the statue up with her boyfriend and another friend on Sunday. She said she was surprised to hear that some of her neighbors took offense. Motorists were honking their approval, and people walking by had pointed and laughed, she said. People were waving and laughing. It was pretty funny. No citations or criminal violations will be issued for the display, according to Biasotti. The town codes prohibit lewd signs on businesses, but they don't mention anything about public snow sculptures. Says, according to town supervisor so-and-so, we probably weren't 100% correct in going on the property and knocking it down.
Really?
No, duh.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you stepped out of line a little bit there, George, Mr. Myers, and if I was this girl, I'd sue you. I would sue you over knocking down my snow penis. But he says, get this, he says, but our intentions were pure. Some people were offended. There are school buses going by there all day. You know, this is more of this Puritanism, man, which that we talked about earlier. Why are you afraid of the
snow childishness
penis?
Is what this is.
What do you, wait, what part's childish? The knocking it down or the putting it up?
Putting it up.
Well, what do you mean? She was celebrating the Viking tradition of solstice.
Kiss my butt.
She might very well have been.
Yes.
With a highly detailed snow sculpture of a penis.
Yes.
What's wrong with that? I just don't understand. Why are people so afraid of penises?
Why are you getting all over the snow penis, man?
Why did she feel the need to put a highly detailed erect snow penis in her lawn?
It's her lawn. I thought you supported property rights.
Kind of a homeowner would she be, and what kind of pride would she have in her property if she put up a very poorly detailed flaccid snow penis?
I have to say, I don't care. I just don't care.
Wait, what part you don't care?
I don't care.
The cops came on her property,
they trespassed
on her property, and then destroyed something she created. It probably took a bit of time to put the veins in there and everything.
Nope, I don't care.
You don't think the cops were wrong?
Oh, if I have...
Don't get riled, but who do you think was right? You have an opinion.
I think that the woman was childish in building her snow penis.
Okay.
And I think the cops had, trespassed on her property to do it. So I think that childishness, in this case, is probably the lesser of the two offenses. But if you do something childish like that, you have to expect people of authority, or people that imagine they have authority. And whether that's a livid mother whose child has seen their first erect snow penis or not, to come on your property and kick it over. Sorry.
I just don't understand why people are so afraid of this. Can somebody give me some insight here?
Just because it's childish does not give you the right to come onto my property and manhandle my snow penis.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't give you the right to do it. But I don't care if somebody violated your right.
Don't care.
You know what? Here's your problem, Manwich. You don't consistently stand up for the rights of others.
That is crappy right.
You're just like the people that refused to stand up for the Jews in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm like.
That is exactly what you're like.
No, it's not.
I want to hear from somebody that is against snow penises, 800-259-5791. What's wrong with it? I mean, so what if a bus full of kids passes by the snow penis? It's not the same. It's not the same thing as some guy in a trench coat whipping open his trench coat and exposing himself.
How much different is it?
I mean, it's very different. It's below zero, for instance.
That would depend. Was the guy standing on his own lawn, or was he just out on the street, on the trench coat? Because she didn't, go into the town square and build a snow penis. She built a snow penis in her front yard.
I think there's a difference between a guy standing on his front lawn flashing people and being in his house. I think that I think he's done something criminal. If I have to drive by, and that is where the road is.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, in my neighborhood, can only get out via one place. And so if the guy in the corner that has the three-car garage, if that guy stands outside and flashes me as I go by, I don't care, but
are you forced to stop and stare at it longingly? No, not at all. You just keep driving.
I'd be offended if he did it when my wife drove by.
Oh, no.
Why?
Oh, no, you're offended.
It's offensive.
Well, you better cry and then, do something about it because your life is altered forever.
I might go on his lawn and beat him with a shovel, just like they did this snow penis.
You are out of your mind, Manwich.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
If you stand in your lawn and show people your naked body, you're doing something different than doing it in your own house.
Why can't you just ostracize somebody? Why can't you just, refuse to talk to
them? I will. As I'm beating with a shovel, he'll be ostracized.
What if it was a teenager standing in the yard flashing somebody? Would you go beat him?
I'd yell at him.
What if it was an 18-year-old female teenager?
Not 18-year-old female. I'd stop and watch.
Well, no, but if it was a 17-year-old boy doing it, would you get out and go into his yard and beat him?
No.
Or would you ask his parents first, because you can't do anything dangerous to a kid without getting his parents' consent? Just curious.
I wouldn't beat anyone, quite honestly, but I would berate them verbally from the road.
Except if she was 18 and hot, right?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't berate her.
No beatings would go on.
Absolutely
no beatings would commence.
So you're
then.
Absolutely a hypocrite.
What's
absolutely? Of course he is.
Oh, I'm heterosexual. You mispronounced it. Sorry.
No, sorry. That would be hypocrite. Why is it okay for a woman to do it who's attractive, but it's not okay for some creepy old man to be jumping around
because
in the front yard,
no
slapping himself in the belly, huh?
Because Manwich is based on all emotion, he tries his best to understand principle, and I think he does understand it, but he just can't imagine applying it to his life, because it would just drive him insane to know that there was a man down the street who has the freedom to flash his penis in his front yard. And I think and I wouldn't necessarily, look, if somebody was down the street from me doing that, it's their business. It doesn't bother me, I don't have to deal
with
that.
You have two exits from your house. You could drive another way.
Is it really that bothersome to you, Manwich?
Yeah, I'd be offended. Yeah.
You'd be offended.
Why?
But you wouldn't be offended by a naked snow woman.
No, I think that was clever.
Yeah, exactly. You have issues. Serious issues.
How can you sit here with that smirk on your face?
He's got that smug I win smile, like he just proved a point.
Nothing.
You're useless. You know that?
You've won the Loser of the Night Award, 800-259-5791. By the way, the lady is planning on rebuilding her snow penis.
Good for her.
800-259-5791. I want to hear from somebody that is anti-snow penis, besides Manwich.
equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. 8 months of the show. We give them away to you at freetalklive.com, so go get them. There's no logging in, no membership fee, all of it on the house. freetalklive.com, free archives.
And when it comes to the holidays this year, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come into any of our 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
So, I want to get back to the snow penis, because, Manwich, you're showing how unprincipled you are, how inconsistent you are.
I'm a bad man.
And
how homophobic you might be.
Well, the issue here was a lady who's 19 years old. She says, we did it because we're really bored and we thought it'd be funny.
There you go.
It was huge, she says. She created, in her front lawn, a snow penis. And it sat erect for a long while until the cops came by and beat it to death. They demolished the snow penis with shovels. And nobody was home at the time. They apparently attempted to contact whoever was inside the house. There was nobody there, so they just made the decision to destroy this woman's property. Now, Manwich, you are normally a pretty ardent defender of property rights on this show. Normally, if, you know, for instance, we were talking during the break, if somebody were to put a Confederate flag in their front lawn, that might offend somebody. If someone were to burn a cross, we've talked about burning crosses in front lawns before, and you say you've agreed.
Wait, talking about, like, made plans, or...
Talking... No.
Oh, okay. Like, talking, Manwich, we've talked about burning crosses in people's front lawns before, remember?
We've talked about the fact that people on their own property should be able to do as they please, so long as they're not harming others. I mean, you generally agree with that statement. You would agree, Manwich, wouldn't you, that somebody could burn a cross in their front lawn as long as a fire didn't take over onto their neighbor's property?
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that, even though that's really offensive to a lot of people, burning crosses.
Yeah.
Would you agree that I could put a sculpture of Jesus on my property?
I wouldn't care if some Ku Klux Klan member burned a cross on their front lawn and some black people came and knocked down their cross. I wouldn't care. I'd say they got what they deserved.
Really?
I really would.
Wow, that is a little bit outside of what you would normally preach, I think.
A violation of their property rights, it really is.
But yes. You wouldn't stand up for them. You wouldn't stand up for property rights, even though you don't agree with the person. So you're the same. If you apply that kind of attitude, Manwich, to, for instance, speech, if you don't stand up for people who say things that are unpopular, and one could argue that the snow penis was an example of free speech and expression.
Hold on. Forget that. I want to know. You say that person would have gotten what they deserved. What did the person who burned the cross in his front yard do wrong? What did he do wrong?
He did nothing wrong.
Well, you say he got what he deserved. What did he do to deserve that?
He expressed an extraordinarily unpopular opinion.
And that's a bad thing?
How dare you?
So what?
You disgust me tonight.
Why is that wrong on his part to express an unpopular opinion?
That's what this... in case you didn't know, Manwich, that's the point of the First Amendment, is to protect people with unpopular opinions, because that's what makes America great. The fact that you can have unpopular opinions, express them on your own private property, and not get beaten with shovels for it.
Well, see, I really... No, none of the just shrugging and stuff. I'm curious. I want to know why you think that's a bad thing. I really don't understand it, and I want to know. Just for my own curiosity.
Not nice to hate people for the color of their skin.
You're right, it's not nice, but... Why does everyone have to be nice? Or why does someone who isn't nice...
They don't. What? That's why it's okay for the black people to go on their property and kick over the burning cross.
Would it be okay for them to hurt the guy, too?
No, I didn't say it was okay. I said, that's why I don't care if that happens to that person.
Oh, you did say it was okay, because that's
did
what
say,
you really think.
I misspoke. I don't care.
Would you do it?
No. Wouldn't go on somebody else's property.
So you let somebody else do the dirty work for you. Would you? Let's say you were offended. Let's say the snow penis was erected at the end of your street, and you were offended because you said you'd be offended by that. You wouldn't go and knock it over, but would you pay a couple of neighborhood toughs to go over and do it?
Let's see. If somebody put a snow penis at the end of my street,
yeah.
I don't think I would care personally.
You told us before you'd be offended by it.
But I'd be offended by the old man.
You know, he said he'd be offended by somebody out in their yard flashing passersby.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. Very small difference.
But
there.
If I felt like it, like I did go by and I was offended, let's suppose I was offended.
Let's suppose you were really offended.
Let's suppose I was. What I probably would do is wait until night fell and then go kick over their snow penis in the middle of the night and they'd never know who did it.
You're disgusting to me, man. Which I can't stand
I'm sorry.
You.
That's what they get for lowering property values in my neighborhood.
I'm almost, like, ready to boot his ass out of the studio.
That's what they get for lowering property values in my neighborhood. Sorry.
Well, first of all, you live in a deed-restricted neighborhood.
I do not.
And
not anymore.
Well,
moved,
you
remember?
Could live in a deed-restricted neighborhood, and you could very easily move into a neighborhood where the people... had a deed restriction against phalluses in the front yard, where the people had deed restrictions against unpopular speech, and that would be fine.
I don't think anyone would presuppose that someone might build a giant snow penis in their lawn.
No, but deed restrictions a lot of times do have things against inappropriate displays.
Sure. Sorry, a catch-all sort of a...
At that point, you violated your contract, and there's nothing you can do about it.
But at this point, I live in a community where there are zoning rules, so deed-restricted communities would be something that would spring up where there were no zoning rules. That's all.
So if I was to build a snow penis in my front yard, and some hooligans were to come over and start destroying it, and I caught them in the act, would I be all right if I beat the hell out of them?
Well, they are on your lawn.
Well, I hope somebody catches you knocking something over someday, man, which I'd really like to see you get a baseball bat to the head for that kind of behavior. Aidan, that would be in self-defense because you're acting like a thug tonight. 800-259-5791. Are you disappointed in Manwich? We'd love to get your emails, ftl@freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you've got comments on the snow penis, I want to hear from somebody that is anti-snow penis. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, "you are accepted" are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff there. And all of it is for free. You can go in to access the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, live streaming, and more on the house. If you appreciate that, well, and you want to... I've got violence on my mind. Excuse me from...
if you want to pursue some violence...
No, if you want to voluntarily support the show, you can contribute via the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. If you like Free Talk Live, if you want to help promote the show, you want to help us get on more radio stations, you want to get us on more internet connections, more MP3 players, AMP is the way to go. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get all the details there. It's $3 a month, that's all we're asking for. And once we reach our goal with the AMP program, we are going to cut back on the commercial time on the show by 25%. We'll literally slice out 4 minutes an hour of commercial time from the show and replace it with more show. That way you get to hear more of Manwich's unprincipled ramblings if you AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com.
25% more hypocritical mumblings.
So we just determined that Manwich has... Well, actually, it's the second time this week that we've determined this, just on two different, completely separate issues. But we've pointed out that Manwich has no principles. In fact, Manwich can't be counted on to stand up for anything that he doesn't really agree with.
Oh, can't I be counted on to stand up for people's property rights except when they do stupid, stupid crap on their front lawn?
But the problem is, somebody's stupid crap is another man's wonderful sculpture that he's created. You might not agree with that,
with a sad man.
That's a festive celebration of pagan rituals.
Whatever. See, that's why I don't care.
You know what? This reminds me of this.
Well, I understand that because you know my opinion on pagans, but still, at the same time, I'm not ever going to try and take away their right to be silly.
No, nor would I.
I didn't say that I was taking away anyone's rights.
I just said
I don't care.
And I don't care how offensive what it is that's in the yard a few streets down from me. And I've seen some pretty terrible things in people's front yards before. I don't care how offensive it is. I'm not going there in the middle of the night to destroy it, man. Which, like you said, you would.
No, well,
you
no,
would
no, no.
violate
I said
somebody
I would
else's
if
property.
I was highly offended by it.
Oh, so if you're just mildly offended.
I'm not offended by it. Let's be clear.
In your mind, there could be something that would highly offend you enough to violate somebody else's property rights and destroy somebody else's things.
Don't you think that to some extent that they violate my property rights by lowering my property value?
No, not at all. It's the risk you took by living in a non-deed-restricted neighborhood, Manwich.
I've got a question for you. If someone had, just years ago, had, with her permission, taken a nude photograph of your mother, and... you know, she had an affair
with. Hard to imagine.
She had an affair with a neighbor years ago. Whatever, okay? And had that nude photo and decided that he was mad at your mom one day. So he blew it up to poster size and posted it in his front yard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Would that highly offend you?
That would do it. That'll do it.
Would that get you in his yard in the middle of the night ripping that picture of mommy straight down?
You believe it? You better believe it would.
Oh, man. That'd be great because I would be. Right there. I mean, if I knew about it, I would be just keeping watch over that guy's house, doing whatever I could to
you
stop
defend
you.
It. You can defend it from man, which is unprincipled attacks.
Exactly. I'd ram you, just run you through with a bayonet.
Well, man, which just reminds me of a little poem. Pastor Martin Niemöller, it's one of my favorites. First they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the snow penis, and I didn't speak out because I was not a snow penis supporter. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. You just wait, man, which one of these days your unprincipled ways are going to come back to bite you.
You'll get beaten with a shovel.
We're going to be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. You can join us then, and you can tear Manwich up over the snow penis thing, or tear him up with the snow penis. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.